Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reform.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show the same way by thanking our listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, tuning in to The Bar, sharing The Bar. I appreciate it, man, so much. And appreciate everybody that reached out to me after last week's episode. People sent some guests and people sent some, you know, encouraging words, and I really appreciate that. And I thank you guys, man, you really don't know how much I appreciate it and how that helped keep this podcast going. And I have a young man on here today that he told me, I guess years ago, he said, if you ever get down to the bottom of the barrel and you can't find a guest, then get me on the show, man. And and I never thought that day would come, but we are here, man. I have on my brother Ed. How you doing, friend?
Doing well, Dwayne. It's a joy to be here.
So. Yes, sir. So me and Ed, this is my brother, man. We've known each other for quite a while. We connected through social media. We met in person at the Doc and Devo conference. And Ed has always been my connect, because everybody knows him in the reform world, and he would connect me with people and get them on my show, and he's just done so much behind the scenes with encouraging words, man. So Ed, I want to just personally just tell you that on the air, man, how much I really am, I appreciate the friendship, first of all, man, and then second, just everything you've contributed to the show, just by, you know, just by being you, my brother. So I'm not gonna like get all mushy or whatever. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself, and then we'll keep going.
Yeah, well, my name is Ed Romine. I live in Utah, and we can talk about that if you want. I'm not a Mormon. I'm not a Latter-day Saint. I'm a born-again Christian, and I do ministry full-time in Utah. And you've had a gentleman named Justin Peters on your show before. Justin is one of my best friends, and he and I share a commonality other than Christ in that we have the same disability, cerebral palsy. And God saved me back when I was 16 years old, and before I was saved, I had a lot of hatred in my heart for God. I never doubted his existence, but I really hated him because I was born with a disability. And God allowed me in his providence to get involved with the occult and different practices like that within the occult. And God, in his kindness, saved me when I was 16 years old. So, and if he had told me back before salvation that I'd be in full-time ministry in the state of Utah, I would have looked at you like you had holes in your head.
Amazing, bro. So I didn't know about the occult background, man. That's brand new, man. So yeah. What was the event, man, that turned, you know, what did God use? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so You know Dwayne from being my social media friend. I am very adept at playing low brass instruments. I play the trombone and the euphonium. The euphonium, for those of you who do not know, it's like a small tuba. And my first college degree, my bachelor's degree, is actually in music. Well, when I was in high school, I was getting pretty good at my instruments. I couldn't play sports or anything like that, obviously, because I'm in a wheelchair. Your listeners can't see that, but I am. And so I practiced all the time. And by the time I got to high school, I was getting pretty good at it because I'd sit around and practice all day, every day. And I got good enough to where I could teach lessons to the younger classmen, the lower classmen. And there was this one gentleman who I gave lessons to for all region. If any of your listeners are into the high school band scene, all region's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give him lessons for that competition and for solo and ensemble and other things. And this guy would not shut up about Jesus in between our lessons. And he would always invite me to church, too. He set a good example. He did both. He told me about Jesus and invited me to church.
Mm.
Well, the way he finally got me was, hey, our church has a church orchestra. And I do not recommend inviting somebody that's not a believer of any sort to be a part of your worship team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that God appreciates that very much, but God still uses very crooked sticks. And so he told me that I wouldn't have to stay for the whole thing. I could just play and be done. Well, he lied. I had to stay because I was stuck up there at the front during the sermon.
Right.
And it was through the blunt preaching of a Arminian Southern Baptist preacher, non-Calvinist, I guess I should say, named Roy Ford, that God used to save me. And I don't remember what the sermon was about, but I do remember Roy preaching clearly on sin, on the holiness of God, on man's need for Christ. And for Christ, he didn't say this in these words, but his propitiating death, his atoning sacrifice on the cross, and his resurrection and ascension. And God used that sermon to open up my heart. It was actually about 2 weeks later that God opened up my heart. I just couldn't get that message out of my mind.
Mm.
And God has been doing a work of sanctification on me ever since. And I've been able to grow in my knowledge. I've been able to go through a little bit of seminary as well as my music degree. And God's been so good to me.
Amen, brother. Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. And you kind of got into what the direction I want to go. Yes, the ministry that God is that you're doing. Started out in seminary, and then I know you were doing some stuff for seminaries, and then just talk about that journey, and then how you got to Utah, full time ministry.
So I'll give you the shortened version because we don't have 3 hours for the podcast.
That's true. That's true. This ain't Joe Rogan.
That's right. So, although you've got more hair and better looking than Joe.
I agree.
Joe Rogan and Joe Thorne, right?
I agree on both of those.
But to answer your question, dear brother, God allowed me to go into seminary. I mentioned I got my bachelor's degree in music. And to make a long story short, I was planning on getting my master's degree in trombone performance, the instrument with the slide. And in closing those doors, God made it clear to me that I was supposed to go in the ministry through the affirmation of my local church family at the time, and just teaching ability and desire to love people. And I really loved the Bible as well. So God allowed me, Dwayne, to get an MDiv in biblical languages at Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth. And then I got a Master of Theology in Preaching after that at Southwestern in Fort Worth. And then I went to Kansas City, did a THM, a Master of Theology in Pedagogy, which is the art of teaching, how to teach, right? And then I did a PhD in Church History, where I wrote on Charles Spurgeon's Pedagogy and Practice of Open Air Preaching. And so in the middle of all that education, my first year of seminary, God allowed me through a program at Southwestern to be able to go and help with the church plant during that summer. During that first summer after my initial year of my MDiv. And during that summer, I was able to go and help with a church plant in Provo. That church plant is now dissolved and no longer exists. And during that summer, I was able to not only work with the church plant, but also work with First Baptist Provo, where I'm at right now, and I'm a member. And there were some, shall we say, some methodological disagreements between myself and the church planning pastor on how to do evangelism, how to do ministry. So I didn't make a big fuss over the time that I was there, but I said if I was ever going to go back, I would do ministry through First Baptist Provo, because not only was their theology more in line, but their methodology as well. Gotcha. Little did I know, through taking multiple mission trips out here, the last time out here was in 2019 for about 7 months, the Lord would open the door for me to be here for the long haul. And so my ministry now is composed of evangelizing LDS people, counseling. I do a ton of biblical counseling with people, encouragement. I mean, you've been a recipient of that from a distance, just calling and encouraging you. And then also, I do a lot of teaching and preaching, not only in the state of Utah, but I'm blessed to be able to go all across the country and be able to teach and preach. So God's been good to me, Dwayne. God's
it's amazing. Been very good. That's an amazing journey, bro. And I'm so happy that you shared that. I know that's going to resonate with a lot of folks, man. And just, you know, especially seminary folks that are just trying to figure out what they need to do, man. So I really, really appreciate you sharing that. And I'm excited, bro, because I know this is just the start of what he's going to do, man. You know, get you out there in Utah. There's many more things. And like you was telling me, you've been preaching in all these different locations, man. So it makes my heart really glad, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back.
Thankful Homemaker is a blog and podcast created to be an encouragement and blessing to each other in the role God has called us to as women. Thankful Homemaker provides truth-filled, gospel-driven encouragement to homemakers who, amid their ordinary days, desire to honor and glorify God in all things. Come visit thankfulhomemaker.com for the latest articles and podcasts. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or on your favorite podcast catcher. So ladies, pop in your headphones as you're doing dishes, cooking dinner, or folding laundry, and sit with me, host Marcy Farrell, as we chat together on how God's Word impacts everything we do as Christian women.
All right, we're back in here with my good brother, Ed. Ed, I know you've been waiting for a long time to get these bar signature questions. I know you've always had your own answers, and you've been ready. So let's hit these bar signature questions.
We'll see, yeah.
All right, first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to, brother?
I listen to, now some of the more fundamentalist people aren't going to like this. I listen to heavy metal. Mm. And then I listen to all types of instrumental brass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the best music to listen to is the music that you compose yourself.
Mm.
I still write and compose music, and it's just an absolute joy when your music gets to be performed, your own music. This isn't related to theology at all, but I recently had one of my pieces performed in Japan on the shakuhachi.
Wow.
Which is a Japanese bamboo flute. I wrote a piece called Psalm 31, and I've got the recording to prove it.
All right, man. We're going to need that recording.
Amen.
We're going to need that recording, man. So next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading? My listeners can't tell, but you got a whole big stack of books behind you.
I've got more books than I know what to do with, Dwayne. So right now, biblically, I'm reading through the book of Jude quite a bit because when I'm on the preaching rotation of my church, so I'm studying the book of Jude, and I'm expositing through that when I get to preach. And then as far as just normal books, I've just started The Works of Henry Smith, who is a Puritan preacher. And then I am also trying to read fiction. If your listeners don't know, fiction is good for you. make time to read fiction.
Right.
And could I recommend some books? Is that okay, brother?
Sure. That's actually why I talk about what you're reading. But go ahead with a recommendation before we hit that last question.
Yes. So he doesn't know I'm going to do this, and that's all right. There's a pastor up in Michigan named Zach Bartles. You can see it, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a suspense thriller called Playing Saint. It is very, very, very good. And the pastor is a Reformed Baptist Christian.
You got to get him on my show, man.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome.
His stuff is excellent.
Okay.
I had no idea I was going to do that to him.
Okay, man. Well, look, get me connected. We'll get him on my show. We can really talk about it, man. So the last secret bar question before we slide out of here, man, is what podcast or sermons do you listen to?
Well, a podcast, I would be sinful if I did not say The Bar.
Right,
so
right.
The Bar. And then also The Reformatory Pod. With Josh Loftus and Jack, and I call him Jackie Poo Barry. He'll love that. And then probably one of my absolute favorites is Doctrine and Devotion. You know, it's got a nice man named Jimmy Fowler. And he co-hosts with like this little weird magical garden gnome. I mean, it's really quite an anomaly.
I love it.
The garden gnome has a name. His name is Joe Thorne.
Right.
And in all seriousness, Joe has been a blessing to me, much like you, Dwayne, Joe and Jimmy both. And then lastly, I listened to a low brass podcast called The Brass Junkies.
Okay.
And it's all about technical stuff that 99.9% of your listeners don't care about. it's an interviewee style podcast with brass players. And nice. The if Joe and Jimmy were not being sanctified and they cussed a lot,
mm-hmm.
That's how the co-host act.
Oh.
But they're actually really good for brass players and
I got you, boss. So I guess before we get out of here, first thank you, brother, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been fun. Glad to get you on. We're not technically at the bottom of the barrel, but I was definitely glad to still get you on, my brother. Any last words before I close this out?
Yeah. If you do not know Jesus Christ, trust in Jesus. May hope in your faith alone, being the one who died for sinners and rose again on their behalf. And please, please, please pray for Utah. We need Christians here. LDS is not Christian. It's a very dark state. We need people here that love the biblical Jesus. So amen. Please don't forget Utah. Pray for those of us who are here. Consider coming out here. Consider possibly even taking a mission trip out here, learning about the need out here, and don't forget about us. Perhaps we can talk about that on another episode one day.
Yes, sir. We'll definitely do that. We got to bring you back. So I won't wait to the bottom of the barrel next time. We'll bring you back sooner than that, man. I appreciate you so much, brother. To the Bar folks, listeners, thank you guys for listening to the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast every Tuesday. Check us out at thebarpodcast.com. Go to pick up some bar gear at bargear.com. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.